And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear, and I know, of course, talking quite a bit about PD's rezoning and all those fun things. But we do want to talk about the roundabout, and I do travel out there, maybe more than I like. You know, it is coming along, it looks like, Ron, and I know there's some discussion about what to do and how to maintain the landscaping in that area, which sounds kind of interesting.
Sure. Thanks, Kathy. Yes, the project is picking up pretty well. The main components of the roundabout itself are in place.
And, Scenic Drive and Kimball, I guess we should say where it is, and Anderson.
And
so,
I don't know if you recall, but we extended the Anderson Avenue improvements to the west, and Blueville Nursery agreed to come in to that development process and also to impose a transportation development district upon itself. So a portion of the retail sales there has a sales tax that's going to help pay for some of the improvements. And what they're recommending is that the original specifications for the roundabout just called for grass to be planted on the surface of the roundabout. This would be probably similar to what they are at the K-18 and Scenic Drive, which you know, doesn't look real sightly. Didn't plan for any irrigation, so fairly low maintenance. And so Blueville, being in the plant business, made a proposal to us that they'd sure like to adopt that roundabout and use about $30,000 of the Transportation Development District dollars to install irrigation, trees, shrubs, flowers, and plants, and in exchange, since they're in that proximity, and maintain it for us. So pretty good proposal, I think, and only uses a small amount of the TDD revenue for that purpose. We had, when Annenberg Park was built, some folks will remember that Darrell Westervelt, who was the owner of Blueville at the time, approached us that he'd like to beautify the entrance to Annenberg Park and did a nice planting there and basically put a little sign there, said courtesy of Blueville Nursery. And so it's following along those lines, especially since the roundabout's within eyesight of their nursery business. And we think it's certainly something to consider.
And I know they've been pretty disrupted with all that's been going on
Definitely.
Out there. Mayor, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think this is one of the pleasant things about living in Manhattan, where things like that get initiated and get done, and you get to see it in the works. And Keith Westervelt's been wonderful to work with, and it'll be nice to see some of that. I mean, I saw some of the drawings of what they're planning on doing, so I can't wait for the roundabout to be done and see the actual landscaping, and they always do a fantastic job, but also to take responsibility to maintain it and oversee it and make that area a good entrance to come into Manhattan. So that's going to be, I look forward to seeing what's going to grow out there, and enjoy riding in that roundabout once again instead of getting through that one-way sign that we're going through right now. But, yeah, it's one of those positive things about Manhattan.
How's the time frame looking on that, Ron, while we're on the subject?
Pretty good. The schedule called for the total project to be complete this fall. So I think they're on schedule for that. I think the roundabout itself may be a little bit ahead of schedule. And then so we have to finish the street widening of Anderson Avenue, and that seems to be going well as also.
It's moving around real smooth. I mean, I go there almost every morning and every afternoon. The traffic is flowing very nicely, but I'm sure everybody is looking forward to being complete. So
I've seen a few times around rush hour when
it's
backed up,
past
the apartments on the one side.
That's true.
Yeah, that's to be expected, I would guess. Community survey report. Boy, it's already time to talk about that, I guess. Huh, Ron?
This is our annual survey that we do in conjunction with the Department of Political Science at K-State. Dr. Josie Schaefer helps us with this and some of her grad students. We mailed out about 2,500 surveys and received back about 604, so a good response. Does give us 95% confidence levels. We did receive about 400 back via mail, and this did have an option where you could respond online if you wanted to, and so about 144 folks did that. Basically, some of the takeaways that about 90% of the folks were satisfied or very satisfied with quality of life in Manhattan. We also asked related aspects about the growth of the community, and 60% either supported or strongly supported the growth-related projects in the community. We also asked some questions about the proposed new indoor facilities and SECO Park upgrades, and 77% of the folks indicated they supported or strongly supported those components. You know, some of the things that maybe we could improve on were affordable housing, kind of no surprise there as far as affordable housing, and quality of rental stock was also another area where folks would like to see additional improvement. And then street maintenance was another area of some concern. And obviously, we've got the new sales tax that recently went into effect, and we'll start certainly tackling some of those particular projects as we start to get some of the additional revenue to help us with that.
Mayor, be good to hear what the community's thinking, I guess.
Yeah, I think this is, we did this in 2015, again in 2017. So it's good to look at some of those results. And most of it's, quite positive. Some of the things that I think, Ron had mentioned about the housing factor, but also people not knowing about mental health services that are in town, or there was, I think, at least 45 or 47% that weren't aware of some of the services that we provide. It also gave us some feedback about the airport, that 45% said they wouldn't be deterred if we had a small parking fee to be there, but 30% would. So when we look at these, those are things for us to consider. Overwhelmingly, everybody likes our customer service at the city, and that's absolutely due to Ron. You know, when you call the city, you will get a person. So I think that's one of the factors that we have. And it also shows that people get their information via radio, newspaper, and website. They're not into social media as much. But having said that, when I looked at who actually returned the surveys or answered them, most of them were 65 and over. So the demographic of 18 and, 25 did not respond as much. And there's a variety of reasons. They could be K-Staters. Maybe they're not in tune with everything that the city's doing. Maybe they didn't do the survey. So there's a whole lot of reasons for why that is. But considering the demographic that responded the most is something we need to consider when we're looking at the results of the survey. A lot of them do get their information, like I said, old school, which would be your newspapers, radios, and some of them go to the website. But that's and the utility bills. You know, we're always talking about go online, get online, and do your utility, pay your utilities online. But a lot of them read the information that's sent out by the city. So that's another factor that we need to consider when we're trying to do as much as we can online. That there's a large percentage of people that don't do stuff online still. So I thought it was really good information. So there's a lot of it, but it's good to weed through it and grab what we can and improve in the areas that we need to improve on.
And surveys are never perfect, Ron. I mean, it's hard to get everybody, as you should just explain. You have certain demographics that are more prone to fill out a survey and
it's
take
a snapshot.
The time to do it.
It gives you decent feedback, and what this is meant to be something that we do every other year, so it kind of gives us a baseline. Hopefully our street maintenance question that we keep asking, mm-hmm. as people see us implement the new tax, people will feel more favorably about that. And so those are it just helps give a bit of feedback on how we're doing and what we could improve on. And I think it is a measure, and people can give us that any time, obviously. Mm-hmm. So the folks who didn't participate in the survey or weren't picked or selected to be participating can certainly drop us an email or something on the web. That we have a new app out now that makes it hopefully easier for some people to report things and ask some questions and feedback. And so take advantage of that and let us know what you think.
I know Dave was talking quite a bit about that
I think it's
yesterday.
Great. Mm-hmm. I mean, the information we received just from that one app, I think people are loving it because it's non-intrusive and they can just do a quick snapshot, because sometimes you're going and you think, I need to do that when I get home. But as you're doing it, as you see it, you can now do it automatically. So I already can see some of the results on our website from that. So that's a demographic that may not have taken a survey, but they're very active with their apps. So that's for a way for them them to be engaged with our city items, because it's not just about potholes or anything. They're actually seeing what Parks and Rec has and all of the other stuff that's going on our in the city. So that's a way to keep them engaged in our community and in our city.
Well, why don't we go ahead and take another break? I think we've gotten through the most of the general portion of the agenda. Come back and maybe talk some consent and other meetings as well. And again, we have with us Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fair. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN's Morning News is brought to you by ESB Financial, member FDIC, Equal Housing.